50, kind of chilly, high 53, but the sun is out. Isolated showers possible Saturday, high 62, and then mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start classes at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A realtor who was out driving on a back road on his way to look at some property and suddenly noticed down beside him was a chicken keeping pace with him, and he was doing 60 miles an hour. And suddenly the chicken spurted out ahead of him, and it looked to him as if the chicken had three legs. And then it turned and went down a sign road and into a barnyard, and the driver turned down that lane, drove into the barnyard. There was a farmer there, and he asked him, he said, did you see a chicken go by here? And the farmer said, yep. He says, did it have three legs? And the farmer says, yep. I raise them that way. I breed them. He says, you do? He says, how come? Well, he said, I just love the drumstick, and Ma always liked the drumstick, and now Junior's come along, and he likes it, and we just got tired of fighting over it. So I've been breeding three-legged chickens. And the driver said, well, how do they taste? He says, I don't know. I haven't been able to catch one yet.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
That's what I love about the Gipper. That is a great line. And I tell you, I would do these events, and he would tell jokes, particularly if he was doing a some type of dinner type thing. He was a great toastmaster. And I would be sitting off on the side, and I'd punch like whoever is next to me and go, here it comes. And he would just do a great job with it. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Squeakway Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Let's see the clips here so we can kind of see what direction I want to go in. And we did all of Newt. Newt was in good form. Let's do Mike Lee here. Mike Lee, who is now the senior, yes, senior senator from Utah, is going to be talking about Romney.
How is Senator Romney's vote going to play back in Utah?
Not well. Look, there will be some people who might be happy with it, and they might be called Democrats. For the most part, I think Republicans are very upset about it. And I, for one, disagree with it and disagree with it strongly.
Okay, so a lot of people who would never have voted for him in 2012 and have not been fans of his are fans of his tonight. Various Democrats having a number of things to say. In a Washington Post opinion piece, Jennifer Rubin, apparently now part of the resistance, says this under the headline, Mitt Romney shows us all is not lost. His vote and, more importantly, his speech matter greatly, if only as reminders that every American has the capacity for greatness, the ability to stand on principle, and the spine to refuse the entreaties of the mob, which would imply that you did not.
I really resent the suggestion, as I have resented many suggestions from Jen Rubin over the years. I don't regard her as a conservative. I don't regard her as a Republican. I know she calls herself both at times, but her actions and her words belie that. In any event, her suggestion that this was anything other than a rationed, careful analysis and the right legal conclusion to reach that President Trump didn't do anything criminal, that he didn't do anything even remotely impeachable, she's mistaken.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Mitt has got some problems. You can just kind of tell by the way certain people are kind of handling this. Mm-hmm. It just, and we're going to get into the CBS kind of reports on it. But let's start with Mike Lee here. So I'm setting it up with Mike Lee, then we'll get to the Nancy Cordes portion of things. Mike Lee on the Dems vote.
Okay, this is what Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, has to say about how it went down today.
Others on our side and Mitt Romney give me hope for the future. And I think Americans, as cynical and distrustful as they may be of politicians, and understandably so, should take some heart from the stories of heroes and profiles and courage that they've seen today. This vote is no vindication. It's no real acquittal. It's no victory.
So a couple of things. Not surprising that he would say this doesn't really count as a victory, although the White House and the president certainly celebrating this tonight. I mean, he's been cleared. He's not convicted. He's acquitted. But also praising Senator Romney. Don't often see those two joining up together on anything.
No, you don't. In fact, if you roll back the clock to 2012, you will not see Richard Blumenthal praising Mitt Romney. In fact, you won't see any of the people who were praising him today praising him then. Now, look, it's every person's right to decide how they're going to approach any given situation. I understand that. But let's not pretend that there were any valid bases for impeaching Donald Trump here. There simply were not. Regardless of how you feel about Mitt Romney or about Donald Trump or about anybody else involved in this, these were deeply flawed, fatally flawed, and defective impeachment charges. They were not backed up by a scintilla of credible evidence, and they should be ashamed of themselves for supporting it.
And this is what always happens. A Republican does something that is in agreement with the Democrats, and the Democrats like that, they praise them. Then as soon as they do something wrong, they say he's the worst person. And do you remember how the Democrats just beat up Mitt Romney when he was running for president?
Yes.
How out of touch, you remember the files of women?
Binders full of women.
Binders full of women with a dog on top of the car. I mean, whatever Mitt Romney did, it was wrong and out of touch. Now he is in touch with his heart. And he's really got it right now. So Blumenthal, Ryan Blumenthal, has to say, who I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. So Mike Lee on the Nancy Pelosi ripping up the document and the Grassley letter.
Okay, a lot of stuff going on the Hill. Along with the acquittal of the State of the Union last night, you were there. We've all seen the moment that's gone viral with the speaker who ripped up her copy of the president's speech. Here's what Congressman Eric Swalwell said about that.
I don't think I would have had the same restraint that she did.
You think it was restraint?
I think she was implying that, thank God there weren't matches around.
Do you think it was a spur of the moment, frustration, emotion, or do you think it was planned?
I don't know. I had the sense last night that it was spur of the moment. Either way, it doesn't reflect well on her or on the chamber. I understand feelings get heightened in that sort of circumstance, but I find it distressing that Eric Swalwell was saying that it was restrained and that it would have been much worse had it been him, and thank heavens there were no matches around. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but this is a coarsening of our political discourse. It doesn't need to come to that.
Okay, I want to ask you, too, because there's a letter tonight from Senators Grassley and Johnson to the head of Secret Service saying they still have questions about Hunter Biden, his business dealings, and more. They say this: the Committee on Finance and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs are reviewing potential conflicts of interest posed by the business activities of Hunter Biden and his associates during the Obama administration, particularly with respect to his business activities in Ukraine and China. Listen, we've seen that the American people, many of them say that they are tired of all of these. I mean, they have kind of a scandal fatigue. They don't know where one starts and the other ends. And that this didn't play out impeachment the way the Democrats had hoped it would. Does the GOP now risk stirring up some of that same ire if they go after Hunter Biden, or do you think it's a legitimate investigation?
Look, I don't think any of that would have been on the forefront, but for the fact that the Democrats focused so intently on this issue during the impeachment proceedings in the Senate. So intently in saying that this was all a trumped-up argument, that all of these allegations have been debunked, that's utter nonsense. I think in many ways they've almost forced the hand of Republicans to look into it now because they've opened the windows into this world, and it's not pretty.
Now, the Grassley thing was interesting. Let me give you a little more background on this. Where Grassley, who is Senate pro tem, the top-ranking senator in the senator in the Senate, is requesting the Secret Service do logs of trips to Ukraine and to China, talking about Hunter Biden, but everybody that was on Air Force Two, and then also, he said, Air Force One. Now, there's interesting, the person who takes care of the manifest for Air Force Two and Air Force One is the military office. So, in other words, the military office prints the manifest, keeps the manifest, and you know everybody that's on the airplane. Notice they did not ask the White House military office for that document. And here's the reason why. Because they don't want to say, well, the White House gave them that document. They were going to the Secret Service, who also has a manifest of both aircraft and any staff aircraft, by the way, that have Secret Service agents on board. They have a full manifest. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So in other words, I think somebody went in and looked at Air Force Two military office files and found the manifest and looked down, and I think they know the answer, but they have to get it from another source because they don't want to have the White House and Donald Trump are tampering with the 2020 election, trying to find dirt on Joe Biden. This is Grassley and Johnson. Johnson on the Foreign Relations Committee. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Isn't it a circus up there? I'm blessed. The Democrats' heads are exploding.
They are. And let me tell you what. They have talked themselves into this thing. They believe Trump is still always wrong. They're always right. And the American public is with them. And it's the furthest thing from the truth.
That's exactly right. On a positive note, the sky's starting to break off back to the southwest.
Oh, really?
I believe the deluge is over. It's looking bright. I'm on the Atlanta Highway turning on Perry Hill Road, and it's breaking off and looking light. I might get to get in the woods tomorrow afternoon if I take a rowboat with me. Two things. One, putting me at the Sweep Creek. I won it back several months ago. I'd love to win it again.
Jerry, give me your month and day of birth, buddy.
4-6, My wife still got the card. We haven't used it all yet.
You have not used it all, Jerry?
She took it away from me, Dan. What can I say?
Okay, well.
And secondly, my wife's birthday is today, and I wanted to say her happy birthday. She's hanging on to 29, and after 42 years of marriage, she's still the greatest there is.
Jerry, what's her first name?
Ann.
Ann, happy birthday to you, my dear.
Happy birthday, Ann.
From Joey, Dan, and Jerry. I hope Jerry, are you taking her out to dinner tonight?
Oh, yeah, she wants to go to the pub. She said, let's go to the pub tonight. That's one of our favorite.
Oh, that's a great place to go.
Oh, it really is. And Charles Anthony normally is the chef, and hopefully I'll call Charles Anthony. I know him, so I'll call him later and tell him we're going to be out celebrating a birthday tonight.
Well, I was going to be at the Vintage Year tonight if you were going to take her there.
Well, she said pub. And
you do what the boss says, buddy.
That's exactly right. Y'all have a great afternoon, and hopefully, like I said, the flooding is over.
Let's hope so, Jerry. Thanks for the telephone call. Tell Ann happy birthday from us.
Thank you. Bye.
Is that a tradition in your house that you would go out to dinner for your birthday?
Usually, yeah.
We would, and it's funny, Wes Lord mentioned this. We would always go out to dinner. So one of our favorite places was a restaurant that was gone by the time you came around called the Beverly. Mm-hmm. And they had Mexican food. Mm. And whoever's birthday it was, you'd get the buffet for free. And it was great. And that was one of the best restaurants around. I have been to Mexican restaurants all over the place. I don't know if it's because it's my first Mexican food, and so that's my standard, but nobody comes anywhere close to the Beverly and the quality of their food. The only problem is they could get a little heavy-handed with some onions. So you would know, you'd kind of, somebody walk in and go, oh, God, you went to the Beverly. I mean, you go in to compose it, and you could tell they had gone to lunch at the Beverly. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'm trying to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am good, Ed, and you?
Doing well. I wanted to touch on something with you and Joey. I'm leaning toward, I want to kind of change the subject a little bit, but it's been touched on before. I'm leaning toward Bradley Burns.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I like Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Burns in the race, but do you think, in your opinion, because I value you and Joey's opinion, do you think Tommy Tuberville is using Trump to try to get in, you know, into the mix and then maybe pull a Mitt Romney later on? Or do you think...
I don't see that in Tuberville's personality whatsoever.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just torn between the two, but I'm kind of leaning toward Bradley Burns. But anyway, I do value y'all's opinion, and I appreciate your input.
I appreciate the telephone call, Ed.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. It's funny that nobody's, you know, the people of Jeff Sessions, Clint would say Jeff Sessions out of the equation, for example.
Mm.
And I wonder how deep that is.
Right. I've heard plenty of it. I've heard people defend Sessions, too. But there are a lot of folks that whole period of the recusal and then Trump beating up Sessions and Jeff being so quiet for so long, I think, did not help him at all. He's been better since he's been back on the campaign trail. And I think the point he made in a recent interview was with Shannon Bream that he didn't write a book. He didn't. Like, a lot of these folks that leave the Trump White House, Trump craps on them, they write their books, they become part of the resistance or whatever. Jeff Sessions did not do that when he had plenty of cause to do that, but he didn't see fit to do it, and it's to his credit.
He certainly had a sword to tell.
Oh, yeah. And he would have been paid a lot of money to do it.
That's interesting. It's because the polling I've seen has him in, you know, the top position in Tuberville, number two, and kind of a for a piece number two. But I don't know. I feel Bradley is doing better because I'm hearing more people talk about Bradley, particularly in the last 10 days. I just noticed that in my circle of folks I'm talking to, either online or in person, locally, of course, that his name is coming back up a lot more. We'll see. Okay, so Nancy Cordes on The Vote, and of course, Romney.
Welcome to CBS This Morning, and we begin in Washington, where President Trump and his allies are celebrating the end of his impeachment trial and slamming the one Republican who voted to remove him from office. It is a story leading headlines across the country today. More than half the Senate rejected both articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress.
But Joe, the vote was along party lines, except for a single guilty vote from Utah Senator Mitt Romney on the first count, abuse of power. During an emotional speech, the senator said he was following his conscience. It's the first time a senator has voted to remove a president of his own party. In response, Mr. Trump called Romney a failed presidential candidate. Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill covered the entire impeachment saga. Nancy, what's next?
Well, what's next, Anthony, is that we hear from the president himself at noon Eastern time. His aides say that he is pleased but not surprised. Here on Capitol Hill, it has been a bruising ordeal, and one senator described it as the most difficult decision he has ever had to make.
It's over, America.
The White House celebrated Wednesday night, President Trump declaring it our country's victory. After a nearly five-month-long process with more than 30 hours of public witness testimony and 180 questions from senators, the vote, as expected, fell well short of the two-thirds needed for removal.
That the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hi there, Joey.
How are you?
Swimming again. I'm singing in the rain.
There you go. Ducks for us.
Did you catch Nancy Pelosi's little speech this morning?
At the prayer breakfast?
Yeah. No. The news conference.
I didn't. I did not see that. I wish I would have seen it. Matter of fact, we need to see if we can find that. So how do you tell me about it?
Then, you know, you could really, the spite that drips from that woman is palpable. I mean, just sticking her little lip out, you know, just nasty as she can be, and trying to make some sort of a case about why this is not Trump's economy, this is Obama's economy. Yada, yada, yada. And, you know, you can tell, boy, she was very, very shaken, I would say. So, yeah, you need to take a look at that. She seemed to be unhinged, I guess would be the word I would use for it.
Let me tell you something. So, if the Democrats, and this is their problem, is that they convince themselves that they are right, that this really, Donald Trump didn't really do anything good. It's we did something good or Obama did something good. And if they try, if they're going to run on that with Bernie Sanders and or Joe Biden, it isn't going to work. They're going to get slaughtered.
They are. And, oh, she went back to the he is impeached forever type talking point. Oh my goodness, just the woman is just hateful, you know. And so it's coming across, I think, to anybody that's willing to look at it, give it an honest look, you know, that she's really lost it. So anyway, enjoy all of Trump's appearances from, of course, the State of the Union, the prayer breakfast, and his little victory lap, dancing in the end zone type thing. That was really nice and pleasurable. The Democrats, I'm afraid, they just can't let it go. They're not going to let it go. But I don't know what else they have. You know, what else can they do, Dan?
There really isn't anything. What they've done is they have painted themselves in the corner. They're about to have bad nominees, and they're they keep, well, every poll has it that they beat Donald Trump. Well, you keep believing that. Just look, don't look down at the bottom of the vote of the poll where it says registered voters, because registered voters vote at a percentage of 62%. So if you're going to believe that, then, you know, you just wait to see what happens to you.
I'm telling you. I understand that Mitt Romney's poll numbers went down substantially. Did you even take a look at that yet? Or
I did. I saw that where the poll of 70% of the people think that Trump would should not be impeached, and then they came back and did another poll and said 70% of the people felt that Romney did the wrong thing.
Okay. I just wonder what you thought.
Two separate polls, though.
Yeah. Well, but now in Utah, we got, four more years of Romney, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. But we'll see how that all works out for him. I don't think it's going to, you know, redound to his favor. I would say about the upcoming Senate race here in Alabama, I'm going with Tuberville, and really for one good reason that I can see. And
you're
that
an
is
Auburn fan.
An outsider. Well, that too. No, I'm not particularly going for him for that reason. But, you know, he is an outsider, so he's going to get a fresh set of eyes. I would vote for Bradley Byrne. I'd vote for Jeff Sessions if they win it. But as far as the primary, I'm going with Tuberville. And one of the main reasons is because he is ready to take a wrecking ball to the politically correct Department of Education in this country. I can sense that, and I'm not so sure that Jeff Sessions or Bradley Byrne is ready to really take that on in a meaningful way. So I think that would be the reason that I'd go for it. What is that?
Let me kind of stop you there on one thing, is that here's what the problem is that if he thinks he can go take a wrecking ball to the Department of Education, the problem is he needs 59 other senators that agree with him. And they're not 59. And see, that's the problem with a junior senator who doesn't know anything about Washington, D.C. There's nothing he can do. He could be on the Education Committee in the Senate, and there's still, he's got to bring along the chairman and the other members before it goes anywhere. And
yeah,
if it was going to go somewhere, don't you think they would have already done it?
Well, yes, but I guess, you know, it would give a start to it. I don't see any real, fire in the belly to do much of anything to the Department of Education on a national basis from the Republican Party. And so, this would be maybe a start to it. I don't know. But it's got to start somewhere.
Well, basically, she did some things that were unusual, to say the least, and talking about charter schools and some of the things that she did. And they hammered the hell out of her. Republican and Democrat alike, but mainly Democrat, but some Republicans even. And it's not an easy thing to do.
Got that point, Dan. I see what you're saying, and I agree with you 100% on that. But somebody's got to start somewhere. And Trump, I think, has given some real good legs to the issue with, these voucher type things for the Opportunity Zones, or however they cast them. I don't know exactly the wording for them, but you saw
Opportunity Scholarships.
Opportunity Scholarships. That is a good start.
Now, remember, that's not a piece of legislation. He is asking for finances for 1 million Opportunity Scholarships.
Exactly. You know, and so I just think I'd like to see more of that. But I guess my main focus would be, goodness gracious, let's get some voices up there that can at least bring to bear some points of view that are not being heard in Washington, and really even in the state department. So, what is that young lady's name out of Otago County that's running for Congresswoman, Congressman?
Jessica Taylor.
Jessica Taylor. I kind of like some of what she has to say.
She is sharp as a tack, I'll tell you that.
Seems to really be on it, and so I'm kind of leaning in her direction for my vote there. I don't think that I'm going to go with Coleman. And, you know, with all the news that's come out about him, I think the first thing that would happen when he gets up there is he would be under some sort of ethics investigation or, you know, probably coming in under a cloud of some kind. And we just don't need that. We need somebody that has a sort of a clean slate.
Let me, I need to go to a break. I didn't realize I was past my break time here. You're more than welcome to hang on if you'd like. The MO Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, you know, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump taking a victory lap at the White House after being found not guilty in the Senate of impeachment charges.
They brought me to the final stages
of impeachment. But now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
He says his impeachment trial was evil and corrupt and BS. He used the whole word. Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez says enough's enough, calling for a recount of Iowa caucus results to ensure voter confidence. No winners declared from the caucus Monday.
With 97% of the precincts reporting, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg is nearly tied with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Buttigieg has a lead of three state delegate equivalents out of 2,098 counted. The results show them leading Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Amy Klobuchar trailing behind.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Now that the severe weather threat has edged out of the central counties, temperatures are dropping. I mean, we were in the upper 70s this morning, now 50s. We even see some 40s farther to the west. The rain threat continues through the evening hours before ending. Breezy, colder tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, breezy, kind of chilly. High 53, but the sun is out. Isolated showers possible Saturday. High 62. And then mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Chillier outside.
Yeah.
The temperature dropped a bunch.
When I walked out this morning, you see I'm wearing this hoodie. Yeah, I'm like, man, it's too hot for this thing. It was muggy.
It was 74 degrees at 6:30 in the morning.
Plus, with all that humidity, I'm sure it had to. It felt more like 80.
Now it's down to 55.
Wow.
I mean, that's a drop. Almost 20 degree round turn in 5-6 hours. Let's go to the back to Papa B. Papa, did Papa B remain on? Hey, yeah. Papa B. Sorry, buddy. I had a heartbreak there.
No, I understand. I thought you were about to ask me a question. Was it about Coleman or...
Yeah, well, is there anybody that you know of that says that they're voting for Coleman? I have yet to meet and invite the audience.
Yeah.
If you're going to vote for Coleman, call me. I'd love to know why.
I don't, but, you know, I don't. Dan, I don't get around as much as you do either, you know. I'm a little hermitized with the job that I do. I'm kind of a hermit. But, no, I don't, as a matter of fact. And I just got to say, I don't really particularly have anything against the guy. I don't necessarily not like him. He was investigated by the Obama administration, so, you know, I kind of hold that in mind when I think about any kind of particular, you know, settlement or whatever, because if Obama was famous for one thing, it was for using the government to crush his enemies and or potential enemies. So, you know, if there was somebody on the radar that might be out there that could that was going to be political, he'd do it. So I keep that in mind a little bit, but and again, I'm sure they're sweet people. They seem like it. They seem like fine people, but boy, those ads with his wife are just a little too syrupy sweet for me. I don't know. They don't necessarily do it for me.
Yeah.
Again, don't have anything in particular against them, but just a little bit. on the sweet side.
Well, if he was doing that and then he has could have a substantive conversation with us, then that would be great. I just have a funny feeling there's just not anything there.
You've invited him on the show, haven't you?
I have. To his face and to his aide-de-camp.
Okay. Well, I guess sooner or later he'll get around to it.
I tell you what, I don't think he will. I don't think he is going to show up.
So you think that he's just going to spend a bunch of money running ads and that's going to be enough to get him in there? I don't know.
I think he's going to use the Terry Everett model and flood the zone with money. And now Terry Everett had more substantive ads, but I think he's going to flood the zone with money and let that try to put him over the top.
Okay, well. Let's see if it works for him. Dan, listen, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you spending time with me.
Okay, you little hermit, you're welcome.
All right, bye.
Take care. Hermits need drinking buddies, I found out. So let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good. I listened to that little press conference with Nancy there. She called it the Manifesto of Mistruth. That's what she called his State of the Union.
Really?
She said it was all lies, and she proceeded to go down every one and dispute everything he said. And you could tell she was, Dan, if looks could kill, if she could have reached out, she would have choked him. I mean, you could just see the hate in her face. I feel sorry for her.
So what did she say? Tell me some of the lies that Trump said.
Well, all the stuff about the economy, just like the left car said, she attributed it all to Obama. Everything was on the rise when he took over. He said nothing was a mess. He didn't do anything. He just continued what Obama started. It was all on the rise. The economy, the job, everything. I mean,
you know, here's my problem and with Washington, D.C., but this type of person in particular, they are just totally tone deaf and they believe their own El Toro poo-poo. And so she's really blooming. She's just regurgitating that out there. It's kind of like when she said, Admin Chef, you know, did an accurate account of the call. No, he didn't. I mean, she's in La La Land.
Yeah, I mean, she was shaking and visibly upset. I guess it's because she got berated at the prayer breakfast, and she was ticked off about that. Or you know that probably didn't help. But she needs to just move along. They need to get somebody else. They need to get her out of that position. She's just not up to it. She's gonna stroke out or something. But
she turns 80 next month.
Yeah, she needs to. And then I got someone ask you a question on some polls here, just real quick, because I know you watch Fox, and I know you're a big fan of Juan Williams. And if you watch him, every time he's on one of these, the Five or whatever, he brings up these two things every time, that the polls out there show that every one of the Democratic candidates can beat Trump, or beating Trump.
Right.
And he brings up one that the polls show that the majority of the people in the United States want Trump impeached and removed from office. Now, I know he gets paid by Fox to stir things up. But, you know, it's like the WWE. You know, you got to have somebody in there that's the instigator. Then the other people come over and knock him out. But
heat.
Yeah, he says that stuff and then has nothing to back it up. He just says a poll shows this. I've never seen any polls that show that all of the candidates are beating Trump.
Well, there are some polls out there that do that, but the problem is they're likely voter polls, and Waters or somebody needs to challenge him on that and say, look, 62% of the vote of the registered voters last time, I'm sorry, it was a registered voter poll that did that, 62% of the registered voters showed up to vote. So that means 38% didn't. So how in the world can you believe a poll that is based on registered voters? It's insane. It's nonsensical. This other thing is, you know, should we have witnesses? Well, the way that question was worded is it implied that they had not had witnesses yet. And, of course, everybody's going to say, yes, you should have witnesses. But they didn't say, should we have more witnesses? Or do you think that the witnesses that have been they've had so far have been adequate to prove impeachment? That would have been a different question. You would have gotten a completely different answer.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. And I know that Fox, there's people on there on their payroll, and that's their job. You know that, Dan. That's his job, is to stir something up. So, and he's always outnumbered, of course, and he ends up losing. But
he throws his hands up and he goes, "Oh, I understand." And he throws his hands up. That's it. And everybody should mock him for that, because he parses his words. He'll rejoin two separate things and join them together to have a different meaning. He does it all the time.
Yeah, and it was really ironic. The rest of his family are conservatives.
His son is very conservative. I don't know about his wife.
Yeah, I don't know how.
His son is very conservative. Matter of fact, I had a friend who had their son was doing an internship up in Washington and got to know him and said he is super conservative, very nice guy, never gets into a political discussion with his dad, and here's the other part. He is a Christian conservative with what I would call great foundational beliefs.
Yeah. He's got a good family. It's just Juan's just one of those guys. He's just stuck in the 50s. You know what I mean?
Well, he was a Democrat. Then he went to independent when the Democrats kind of he wasn't Democrat enough for them, and then now he's trying to move back and get back in their graces.
Well, he gets on my nerves. But anyway, at least Fox has some Democrats on there that are legitimate, not like the fake rhinos that they have on MSNBC and the CNN. So,
yeah, I tell you what. Anyways, the person that really drives me nuts is Nicole Wallace. She drives me crazy. Some of the stuff she says, and Michael Steele's another one. They say stuff, and our Republican, the former head of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, and he'll sit there and talk about how bad Trump is and everything. He ran the RNC into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
They had the largest debt. They had a credit card debt that was in a million-dollar category. $1 million.
That guy's just a loser.
Yeah. But he's buddies with Morning Joe.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you can find some clips on that on Nancy's thing this morning, man, she was off the chain, man.
We got to go to a break. Thanks for the telephone call.
Bye.
Coming back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's Dan go to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. I was calling you about the Nancy Pelosi State of the Asylum call. you do need to check in on that and so that you can proof all the things. One of the things that she was saying, like, for example, the stock market. It was at 6% when Obama took over, and it moved up to 12. Unemployment was at 10 when he took over and went down to 5. And that's the statistics that she's saying that Trump wasn't better than Obama. That kind of garbage. She used every one of his things that he said in the State of the Union. She would use a stat like that. So you need to. Because one way or the other, somebody's lying. Big-time lying.
Well, it depends on what you... I mean, what happened is, because of the debacle of 2008 and 2009, you were at a trough in the economy that hit a bottom in 2009 of, I think it was March. And that was the bottom, and it started ticking back up. So there were all these jobs that were lost, so gaining jobs back when you're down at the rock bottom is easy. Once you get a large number of jobs and you're adding to that, that's hard. I heard one person on Morning Joe this morning saying that, well, Obama reduced the unemployment rate by 3%. Well, he reduced it in the last 3 years. He reduced it from 8 to 5. Going from 8 to 5 is one thing. Going from 5 to 3 is another completely different thing. You're talking about a percentage-wise that is much greater. And that's I hate people who screw around with stats like that.
Now, she went line by line. This is why she said she was justified to tear up his speech. That it was all lies. And it was all bad-mouthing Obama. And she couldn't stand it any longer. And that was the whole justification for tearing up the speech. Plus, she got really mad about staying 4 more years in the hollow halls of the House of Representatives. You really need to see that little thing.
It was really I'll see if Joey can find it for me. I got to go to the top of the hour break. Going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show.